Greetings, everyone. This is MC Google 305 on the podcast series called the MC Google 305 News Radio Network on Anchor FM. Now, today's episode, I will be discussing One Piece. Not just One Piece, but the veteran voice actress who has been voicing Monkey D. Luffy. She's known as Mayuyami Tanaka. She has been voicing different anime shows for a long time. She's been doing it since the 70s. Late 70s. And she has been doing Dragon Ball and Yu Yu Hakusho and various anime shows. Along with One Piece, which is the one people know her by is One Piece. Not just about Rurouni Kenshin and various ones like Osomatsu. And so everybody, I know y'all are scared about reading certain posts online that she might be leaving One Piece right now. But let me just clear this up and read the article on Anime Lu Network right now so you can all get everything cleared up. So what it says here is voice actress Mayumi Tanaka, I'm pronouncing it right, Mayumi Tanaka, addresses the question of who will voice Luffy after her. Veteran voice actress Mayumi Tanaka has been voicing Luffy, Monkey D. Luffy, from One Piece for 20 years. She is now 64 years old. As the cast of One Piece has been steady aging, Tanaka briefly touched one issue on who would voice Luffy after her. In the most recent episode of Japanese talk show, Bokurua no Jaida Aira, which aired on Sunday, Tanaka spoke of how the manga's creator, Eiichiro Oda, would often joke about how long the series was going to take. She said, "I might not even be alive by the time it ends. When the time comes, I hope that One Piece fans can accept the person I chose as my successor." Tanaka's son, who also was on the program, along with voice actress Masako Nozawa, said, "The only person I could think of who could possibly replace you is Masako Nozawa." Tanaka replied, "That's what the point is, if someone older than me." Nozawa, who is best known for voicing Goku, Gohan, and Goten in the original Dragon Ball Z series and Dragon Ball, is currently 82 years old. Nozawa joked that she would take on Luffy's role, and then she said, "I could keep at voice acting until I'm at least 100 years old. I think I could do it until I'm 128. Now, everybody, now you got everything cleared up here that the woman is not talking about leaving One Piece now. She's just talking about who can replace her after she has passed on, but she doesn't say anything about, but everybody isn't here to stay forever, everybody, so. But we enjoy the good stuff now, and we enjoy everything. And even when she does leave, we will still enjoy One Piece, because we grew up looking at One Piece. If it's in English, or if it's in Japanese, or whatever language we grew up looking at One Piece in, we love it still, and forever. One Piece is one of the most funniest shows with comedy, action, and adventure, and you know, it's a good show to look at, and we love the voice actors who voice it, because that's who we remember voicing the stuff, so I don't care if it's four kids who voice and did One Piece, I don't care if it's Funimation, I don't care if it's Toei, but it doesn't matter the studio who made it, it's how we enjoy it over the years. We enjoy the One Piece theme song, King of the Pirates, or we enjoy We're on a Cruise. Whatever theme song we hear at One Piece, we enjoy it. We enjoy One Piece because it's a memory of ours. If we're just not new fans of One Piece, or if we are just like older veteran fans who watched this in the 1990s, and even if we're just manga fans of One Piece, it doesn't matter what kind of fan we are, we're fan of the movie series or the OVA series, it's all about how we enjoy One Piece. And like I said, people are filming the books, the manga books, or DVD films, or the direct-to-VHS releases of OVAs, or the regular airing TV shows that air either on Toonami, wherever they air at, we catch them. If we live in Japan, we catch them on Fuji TV. If they're in our country, we live in a country where the TV shows aren't airing anime on TV. We stream it online. If it's on legal website, or if it's on illegal sites like legal places like Funimation or High Dive or whoever's airing it, Crunchyroll. Even YouTube put a movie episode for real on their toys put like a free episode if they do, you know, if so, we watch it wherever it goes. So we enjoy One Piece, we enjoy anime, we enjoy the voice talent that's behind it. Even if One Piece was silent, a silent anime, we would still enjoy it. But we enjoy it with it being whatever language we hear it in, we enjoy it. I, for one, have enjoyed One Piece in Japanese before. I've saw several different times in Japanese, but, you know, I enjoy it in both languages. Whatever languages it's in, I enjoy it. So everybody in the audience has to give us breaking news out that they clear up everything, that she's not talking about leaving One Piece now. But we all know that the way this pandemic is going on, a lot of stuff is being halted, production of shows, and currently right now, the voice actors in Japan are not voicing stuff. So what we do see here is something really not right going on. But the animators are still working on the animation department from home, which I do believe that the voice actors should be able to voice their lines from home, but far as we know, because of social distancing, everybody cannot be in studio together doing animation. So, but everything's going to be okay, everybody. We're going to keep working on anime and stuff and enjoy the good art of Japanese entertainment. Okay, everybody? Have a great day today. This is MC Google 305. Follow me on Twitter.com. Get you to all this. Instagram at MC Google 305. And just, let's enjoy anime and manga. And not just that, enjoy life itself. Okay, everybody? Bye. Have a great day.